I was noting earlier that, you know, when Joe Biden's name gets above the fold into the headlines for taking millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party, from the Chi-Coms, for taking money from Russia, Ukraine, and anywhere else that the Biden family could, you know, exact payment, they would do it. And now you see that the oversight committees of Congress have gotten out of these suspicious activity reports, financial activity reports. No taxes paid, not declared as agents of, you know, foreign agents. And all of a sudden, they got to push Donald Trump back out into the spotlight and go after him. Also going after another billionaire, Miles Gao, a Chinese billionaire being targeted. Nicole Tsai here, a member of the new federal state of China. Nicole, good to have you here.
Steve, and good morning, everyone. This
good
is
morning.
Nicole. I'm from New York City.
Give Thank me an idea. Have. Explain who Miles Gao is, why he's so important. He's a guy who's pushing back against the Chinese Communist Party in a very aggressive way. They don't like it, do they?
Yeah. So if President Trump is the most powerful dissident, American dissident in this country, Mr. Miles Gao is the most formidable enemy and most powerful Chinese dissident to the CCP. So Mr. Miles Gao was arrested by FBI on March 15th. And actually, the real plaintiff behind this whole case is Xi Jinping. And so I'm a Chinese American. I came to this country because America is, I was looking up to America as a beacon of hope for the entire world. And now it seems like America has become a banana republic, because I cannot believe that the DA of Manhattan is going after the former U.S. President Trump, and the Southern District of New York is practicing a political and evil persecution against the CCP enemy number one, Mr. Miles Gao.
So, all right, so Miles Gao, what was he charged with? Is he in jail? What is the situation? I know that the FBI raided his New York home, right? And then he was arrested. Is he still in custody? Where is he?
Yes. So on March 15th, over 100 FBI agents raided his New York residence, handcuffed him, and took him to court for interrogation. And he's now being held in federal custody. I believe he's in one of those prisons. And he was being falsely charged for fraud, for $1 billion wire fraud, money fraud. But ironically, the DOJ and the SEC cannot even produce one single victim who can come out to say, I'm the victim of Miles Gao. And we know that in the case of for the U.S. Former President Trump, there was a victim, so-called, that was Stormy Daniels. And there was a hush money. But for Mr. Miles Gao, there's no single victim could ever be produced by the Southern District of New York to accuse Mr. Miles Gao.
So he's being held for this.
Political persecution.
And you believe it's because of the new federal state of China, the NFSC, among other things. Miles is a billionaire, uses his money to tear down the CCP, rhetorically, right?
Yes. So Mr. Miles Gao is the most formidable enemy to CCP because he knows all the deep secrets about the CCP's kleptocrats' corruption, and how the American sellout in the high-level U.S. government agencies and especially the federal government agencies, how they have been compromised and corrupted by the CCP. So Mr. Miles Gao is up against the most powerful collusion between the CCP and the traitors and the sellout of this country. And that's why he became the most persecuted dissident in the U.S. now.
I see. So where do you think, is he going to be given a chance to post bond? Is he going to be able to leave the federal prison? You don't know where he is at the moment, I take it.
Well, let's not forget that this, the corrupted officials in DOJ and the FBI hate Mr. Miles Guo. Because back in 2017, when Miles Guo first came to the United States of America, he gave a lot of the classified intel to the FBI about the CCP's plan to take over and take down America. And one of the plan is called 13579 plan, when one stands for one bow weapon, and three stands for 3 years in the making of a deadly virus, now known as the COVID-19, also known as the CCP virus. And five means this virus will be taking effective in 5 years to destroy seven countries. That's what the seven stands for. Seven stands for the Five Eye Partnership plus India and Japan.
Right.
And nine stands for a vaccine will be developed within 9 months after the deadly virus was introduced to the entire world. And so FBI got this information back in 2017. They did nothing. And America lost over 1 million people's lives because the corrupt FBI did not act on the life-saving intel provided by CCP's enemy number one, Mr. Miles Guo. And that's why we're asking a million-dollar question about who set Mr. Miles Guo's New York residence on fire 6 hours after he was taken out from the residence. And while the fire broke out, the FBI agents were the only people
and how devastating was the fire?
His house.
Yeah. Now, how devastating was the fire? The fire was put out, right? So the real question here is, where's Miles Guo? When will he be released? Why is he being held? Fraud of what sort? I guess we'll try to find that out. And you will try to find that out. Nicole Tsai here, member of the new federal state of China. I'll give you the last word here, Nicole. We've got about a minute.
Yes. So my last word for your audience is that there was an interesting article published by the Wall Street Journal. And in that article, it said a successful prosecution of a Mr. Miles Guo will ease the irritant U.S.-China relationship. So that means a successful prosecution of Mr. Miles Guo is a Biden's gift to Xi Jinping. And so that's why we're demanding the immediate investigation into Ms. Miles Guo's case. And also, I demand the immediate release of Mr. Miles Guo from the illegal persecution. And so, Steve, thank you for having me. America has been compromised by the CCP, and we need to fight back, take back this country. If we lose America, there's no place to escape to. America
That's right.
is the last stand on earth.
Nicole Tsai, thank you for being here. I agree with everything you said there at the end. We have been compromised by the Chi-Coms, the CCP, and I appreciate you being here. We'll stay up on this case, and you'll keep us informed. Thank you for the latest.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
All right. After the break, United Nations International Day of Happiness. Yeah, we'll talk about that after all this. Don't go anywhere.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Presenting great moments in FirstGov.gov history. For years, Americans have turned to FirstGov.gov for their government information. 2000, Mrs. Marilyn Gorman takes online government to new heights, applying for Social Security benefits before breakfast.
And got them. Okay, who wants pancakes?
2002. In what later became known as the download heard round the world, the Duggins of Wichita print their own passport applications in their underwear.
Honey, get dressed. Looks like we're going to Luxembourg.
And 2004, FirstGov.gov astounds Anna Maria Montero of Biloxi by promptly answering all her emails, no matter how often she asks a question about the government.
Sure, the U.S. government can get back to me every time, but that son of mine? Huh.
Make your own great moment. Log on today, FirstGov.gov. It's government made easy.